Hello and welcome to the RZRT teleconference held on Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2020 at 1900 UTC. Dwayne, would you like me to do the roll call?
Yes, please. Thank you.
From PTI, we have Kim Davies.
Present.
The ESSAC, Jeff Houston.
Searching for the mute button. Present.
From the ASO, Carlos Martinez.
Present.
From the IETF, Tim April.
Present.
From the Registry Stakeholder Group, Howard Eland.
Yes, ma'am, present.
From the CCNSO, Peter Koch.
Yes, present.
Roots and Maintainer, Dwayne Wessels.
Yes, here.
From the RSAC, Brad Baird.
Present.
All right, and then I'll note that Kaveh Ranjbar from the ICANN board is not on the call at this time. Dwayne, over to you.
All right, thank you very much. So on your screen is the agenda. Howard already said he would like one AOB item, which is great. Does anyone else have anything to add to the agenda today? All right. So I think the first order of business is to give a warm welcome to Tim April, who's the new appointee from the IETF. As you know from our previous call, Jim termed out his time on RZRC was up after 4 years. And so the IAB reappointed Tim. Tim, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself for anyone who doesn't know you? I don't know if everyone knows Tim yet or not, but maybe you want to give a brief introduction.
I'm Tim April. I'm a architect in the information security group at Akamai. And I spend most of my time dealing with DNS and security-related matters. I'm also a member of the ESSAC, and I can't think of anything else. If you have other questions for me, let me know. I'm happy to talk to anyone.
All right, great. So Tim's appointment only sort of came through mid last week, and he's kind of. We sent him all the materials that we've been working on recently and getting him up to date. So hopefully Tim, you're sort of up to speed on where we are. If not, please don't be afraid to ask questions about something that we may all be taking for granted given our longer time on the committee here. All right, so moving on. The minutes from the July meeting are in the linked Google Doc and on your screen now. Would anyone like to comment on, adjust, or change the minutes before we take them for approval? Okay. Given that, unless anyone has an objection at this time, I think we should take the minutes as approved, and Danielle or Steve will post them to the website after this meeting. All right, thank you. So a couple of work items to go through today, the same things that we've been talking about recently, the root zone protections and signing the rootservice.net zone. So let's go through the root zone data protections first. This has been reformatted into a document that's probably familiar to anyone who's worked in RSAC or SSAC or those sorts of things. So it's got that sort of familiar structure. It's been in the Google Doc in this form for a while. And we have some comments and a few things to go through today to discuss. Before we go through the items, are there any sort of, general concerns about the format or the structure of the document at this point? The idea is that once we're finished with this will be published as a numbered RZRC document with recommendations primarily to the ICANN board. So any general comments about this format? Okay, not seeing any. So let's scroll down through the document and sort of go through some of these comments. I believe this is you, Peter, correct? The anonymous here.
Yes, thanks, Dwayne, and hello, committee. Yeah, indeed. I don't have a Google account, so I'm anonymous, but I send a note to the RZERC list an hour or so ago, lifting my anonymity here. Do you want me to expand on this, or?
Well, I guess so. I think I understand what you're saying about need more text here. I guess I would like to say a little bit more about, you said competence versus, you know, scope. Or are those just the same thing, essentially?
Oh, I meant competent as in court, not as in engineer.
Okay.
given the limited, and then yes, I could use the word scope of RZERC, I thought it might be useful to add a section, not that the committee decided to, but why we think it's important to give advice here, other than the other advisory committees who often get asked, say by the board or by others, we do this when we find things, and given the special nature of RZERC and the charter, I thought it might be helpful here. And I need to apologize, I missed the previous round of discussions, so that gave me a bit of an opportunity to have a fresh read. Of course, I am agnostic to any previous discussion of this.
All right, thanks, Peter. One of the reasons, of course, that we're, you know, discussing this is because, I guess there's two reasons. One is because me, your RZM representative, you know, brought it to the committee. That's pretty clearly stated. But the other being that the expectation is that, you know, deploying this this feature will require adding something to the root zone that hasn't been there before. So I guess that's more what you're looking for.
Yeah, this is Peter for the record. And yes, absolutely.
Okay. And in your opinion, it's fine to put that in the preface section rather than later on, or do you care?
Yeah, I wasn't too religious about where to put it. I thought, given that the preface said who brought it in, and I'm not even sure that that has to go on record, but I'm fine with having it there. It might be quite natural to actually then add that RZERC decided to take this up exactly because there's a new record type to be added to the root zone, and here we go.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to call on Howard, but you took your hand down, Howard. I guess your concern has been addressed.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So thanks for that, Peter. I will take the action to add some text here and let everyone know when that's ready for review. Okay, Danielle, can we scroll down then? Right, so this is the start of the background, and it opens with this sentence which I guess I don't know if it's necessarily controversial, but I think Peter, again, you're asking for more background here. The sentence is that recent years have seen an increase in recognition of the root zone as a critical resource. So is this more like a citation needed kind of a comment, or what do you think here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very generic opener, so there's nothing particularly bad on that, but trying to take the perspective of someone who is not familiar with these discussions, I stumbled across this and was wondering, okay, so every talk about the root zone or the root server system is overemphasizing the root servers and so on and so forth. So why only in recent years? I don't think we can or should do the wordsmithing right now, but giving it an editorial pass with the, say, non-technical reader in mind, or maybe even with the paranoid politician reader in mind, could be helpful, maybe as a final edit or something. So it's nothing very particular about this sentence, it's just that the opener didn't open the document very well to me, but that might be me. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks, Peter. Any other comments or thoughts on this, you know, this opening of the background here? Jeff?
I must admit, I look at these opening paragraphs and kind of go, nee. And none of it strikes me as being terribly contentious one way or another. We're not, this kind of document is not one that tries to make every sentence hit a target. If we were, it would be much shorter and much, much, much more focused. But it's not. I'm like, it's just a background preamble. I kind of wonder, though, in what's being stated here, whether you're sort of hitting the target. The issue with ZoneMD is not the scale of queries or the scale of the root zone. It's really the case that the existing protection mechanism is protection of the parts, and what's being proposed here is protection of the whole, and the reason why is AXFR and the desire to support that. The first paragraph tries to motivate AXFR and does so rather poorly. But like I said, I'm rather agnostic to the wording here. It just doesn't bother me. I've already leapt to paragraph, three and looking at the justification there. So I don't care one way or the other.
Okay. And Howard, I see your comment that the sentence could be deleted. I consider that as well. I think maybe if we do that, then you know the what remains in that first paragraph could use a little bit of massaging. But that would be fine with me to just delete that first sentence if that makes it easier. Any other comments about this? Okay. Well, let's scroll down some more then. All right, so this next highlighted section references hyperlocal root and also RFC 8806, which is serving root on loopback or whatever the new title is. and I think Steve had some thoughts on this as well. My struggle with talking about hyperlocal root is I feel like it's something that's sort of been discussed in ICANN for a while, a few years, maybe even longer, but there's not very much written about it, which we could point to as a citation or as a background. So Peter, I'm also interested in whether or not you think hyperlocal should be mentioned or should be just not mentioned in this document at all.
Thanks, Duane. My reading or my understanding of the ZoneMD proposal being brought to the attention of Azerk was actually that this is mostly because of hyperlocal. If that isn't the case, then maybe I should reread the motivation, or we might want to emphasize the motivation. My concern that I didn't put in the document, but I think I shared on the list, is that by using hyperlocal and or 8806 as a motivation, Arzak would almost endorse that approach. I think that would be a bit premature. Interestingly, the RFC 8806, the update to 7706 says that, we did publish this because we weren't sure whether this is now considered useful, but yes, the DNS operational community has now decided it is operationally useful. And then there is no reference and nothing, which is okay for a description from the IETF. But if RZERC would go and say, we would recommend to have an additional or an amended root zone distribution mechanism, that might raise concerns. So my main point here was, don't endorse hyperlocal in passing. And if we can avoid it at all, it might be good. And we might want to look at hyperlocal at some point in time as a separate issue, and then maybe come up with a statement. I'm pretty sure there are open questions. I think I mentioned one, the distribution structure of the zone. If we don't mention hyperlocal here, then what exactly is the operational need? I mean, Jeff quite nicely phrased it. We are now going from protecting the hop-by-hop part to protecting the root zone as a whole, including the non-authoritative records. Again, with the paranoid politician in mind, why is that an issue today? Or it isn't an issue, but we would like it for, say, engineering perfection, then that is okay, but we need to say something about what the motivation is to avoid speculation that there's any uncertainty, there's any insecurity in the current process, or you name it.
All right, thanks. Jeff, I see your hand, but I want to respond just quickly to, or ask a follow-up question to Peter, I guess. What you think this would be more palatable maybe if we, you know, instead of referencing hyperlocal root and the RC, if we referenced the fact that, you know, there are implementations now, you know, if you look at bind and unbound, and I assume not as well, there are now configuration knobs that let you sort of do this and use that as a motivation.
It would be a bit like the same thing without mentioning that taboo word. The reference to the RFC and the reference to the dangling reference to the ICANN activities on hyperlocal, that's what we might want to avoid here indeed.
Okay.
Giving the rationale that protecting the zone rather than the zone's transport, is technically okay. I think we would be better off if we found a reason why.
All right,
as thanks, in Jeff. Not suggesting that there's an insecurity right now, it's just an improvement and so on and so forth.
Okay,
so thank you. The response to your question is yes, we might want to avoid mentioning it at all, and the way you suggest would.
All right, you broke up a little bit at the end, but I think we got the gist of it there, Peter. Thanks. Jeff?
With respect to Peter, look, I'm not so sensitive about hyperlocal endorsing it or otherwise. I do notice that I can justify that sentence or that assertion on current activity within ICANN and the IETF by looking at Wes Hardiker's local route initiative, which I put a URL in the chat window, which actually has sponsorship from ICANN to actually make the root zone available. You know, if you're going to avoid mentioning it, and quite frankly, I'm not sure why we should do that. I'm quite happy with the sentence as it sounds. The alternative way of phrasing this is that there's always been two ways that root zone contents have been promulgated beyond the scope of the root zone servers. And one is, of course, query by query, where recursive resolvers hold a local copy of the answer and use that local copy for subsequent queries until expiration time. And there's always been the ability to perform AXFR. And both of these mechanisms have been available since inception and continue to be available. The issue with AXFR since the root zone has been signed is that it is inefficient of AXFR clients to ensure that the zone that they have copied is indeed the integral and correct zone. Zone MD provides what is a reasonable and perhaps necessary assurance that the local copy they have is indeed authentic and complete. Now, if you do it that way, you avoid any mention of this, and it's possible to say that. To my mind, I'm not sure it makes the document any better. But, you know, if you really are sensitive about this, there are other ways of phrasing that paragraph that avoid some implicit endorsement. Your deeper issue, does this make sense? You know, personally, I think the entire thing is just basically a farce, and, you know, negative aggressive NSEC caching does a much better job. But local zone was always a political answer to a political question. And, you know, quite frankly, as soon as you start saying that, you're way beyond my level of operation and up into country X wants a root server. What are we going to do about it kind of conversation? And I don't really want to go there. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Tim, your hands up.
So the when I was reading it the other day, I went and looked at for the root zone from the IANA website and got to the internet click, and it's HTTP, and then realized that there is no way for me to get to acquire an authentic root zone that I can verify at this point without the presence of either zone MD or some sort of cryptographic hash across the file that's published in a site that has HTTPS running on it, which may be one motivation that we could include in the document. In place of hyperlocal, I'm perfectly fine with leaving hyperlocal in there. But if we're looking for another reason, that could be it.
Thanks. Steve, since you and I talked about this in one of our editing sessions, is there anything you want to add about referring to hyperlocal root?
Yes, Dylan. I think the points I brought out, one thing is, you know, I couldn't find a stable reference for hyperlocal root in ICANN initiative. Maybe what Jeff provided could be used as one. The other thing is, as what Peter described, you know, we don't want this document to be endorsing the hyperlocal root approach, but just stating it factually. So that's my point. Thanks.
Okay. All right, well, thanks everyone for that input. Again, I will take an action item to propose some different wording here in this paragraph for review.
Jeff? I'll just add one more comment here because I don't think it's been said that if you reword it, you need to think about. Prior to the zone being signed, it mattered a lot where you got data from. Because in some ways, where you go to was almost the only assurance of integrity. With the augmentation of this with digital signatures, then the issue comes, it really doesn't matter where I get it from. And so it doesn't matter that I go to the internet or I go to this or I go to that. It doesn't matter where I get a copy of the root zone through AXFR or any other means. With zone MD, I can assure myself that it is indeed the current authentic zone. And that's almost the point of this, that you're trying to self-protect the data rather than rely on where you got it from. And, you know, that's, I suppose, right at the heart of this, what we're trying to do. We're trying to increase the authenticity and robustness of the data set as a self-contained entity and eliminate the issue of where I got it from as part of the reason why a client or relying party is willing to accept it as the truth. Thanks.
Yeah, that's well said for sure. Howard?
Yeah, I, just to to piggyback on just a couple of previous comments too, is there's two distinct things here. One is safeguarding, and one is the what happens when it's, you know, from transmission point forward, right? And that's some of the things we start discussing with the XFR. But the ultimate rationale for why does RZERC care, I think, is not so much the integrity of the zone once transmitted. I don't think that's necessarily our scope. But I do think that the fact that the 2 points of there is a new RR to examine and the implications thereof, added with the fact that the person that was the root zone operator that happened to bring this up is saying this is something that is that we potentially are looking at for, specifically for the root zone. Those two statements combined provide the rationale for why this is particularly interesting to RZERC, my opinion.
Okay, thank you, Howard. So that's an interesting take, and I guess what I sort of hear you saying there is that some of this background maybe doesn't matter as much as long as you focus on those 2 points that the root zone maintainer is proposing to add this and. It falls within RZERC's scope to comment on it. That should be sufficient. Okay. Danielle, let's scroll down. I'm not sure if there's any other, there's some other things here. Yeah, okay. So this is the recommendation section. There originally were 5 recommendations. And again, Steve and I had a little editing session, and we discussed that recommendation 2 isn't really a recommendation. And so we moved that up to the opening paragraph and would suggest deleting it as an actual recommendation. That's essentially this change here. I don't think there's anything more substantial than that, right, Steve? It's just moving that one up.
Yep. Nope.
So Steve's point, which was really good, was that if you took number 2 as written, it sort of sounded like the RZERC was expecting the IETF to almost like, I don't say forcing, but strongly encouraging the IETF to move this forward when that's fully within the IETF's remit. So the wording of that opening sentence was changed a little bit. Rather than we expect IETF to do something, it now says up in the green, it is the assumption of the RZERC that the IETF will progress the document. Is everyone okay with this change? Kim?
Thanks, Dwayne. I guess a question, and my apologies if it was discussed on a previous call, but is there a reason why we wouldn't just withhold issuing this document until it is issued as an RFC? And then we could have, obviously the final reference to the RFC number and so forth. Is there a timing issue where delaying this document is of benefit?
No. Well, yes and no, I guess. So my reasoning for bringing this to RZERC now is to sort of get ahead of this a little bit and get all the pieces in place so that we can deploy it quickly when it's, when all the approvals are in place, when it's an RFC and when all the other recommendations have been met. Other than that, RZERC could delay or wait till it becomes an RFC. Everything would still, doing it in that order would still work just fine. It's just a matter of me, I guess, being a little bit impatient and wanting to get things in place. Peter?
Yeah, along the same lines, and I think I mentioned that in my email as well. My understanding is that the final draft has passed IETF last call and is in AD evaluation, or is it in? No, it was submitted to the AD for evaluation, I guess. So it's going to be a last call, and may or may not be changes to the document. But I'd also strongly prefer to have a stable reference rather than pointing to the document, which also means that we could soften the text a bit by not talking about assumptions, what the IETF will or will not do. And I believe that the blocking factor will not be the further progressing in the IETF, but the time that is to be taken is what is currently recommendation 3, and which is really, really to the point of what ARZERC is for, make sure that all the parties involved get involved and have an opportunity to address their concerns or their support, which means that they can only work on this after it has been implemented, after it has been standardized, and so on and so forth. And only after that, maybe, the record is then deployed within the root zone. The draft currently mentions more use cases than the root zone, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And which is good. But in analogy to, say, DNSSEC, we didn't start that in the root. We started it somewhere else. Maybe there are not so many other use cases, even though that document suggests they are. I'm not sure that a lot of zones will jumpstart. But anyway, the feedback from operators and from vendors or software developers would be helpful for maybe then a second statement of ARZERC that yes, all the conditions have been met and we are now ready to support this change, which would touch upon what is our strategy with this change. We are now giving a recommendation what should be done, and are we then going to review whether the criteria have been met, or is that just something that we give to the board and say, well, you board do decide whether the criteria have been met. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Peter. I guess I'd be interested to hear from other committee members also on timing questions. Should we proceed with this, you know, as is, or would it be better to wait until we have an RFC? I'd like to have more input on that. Carlos?
I think that unless there is a pressing need by any member of the ICANN or technical community in general, and given that SOAN MD is on last call, I believe it makes sense to wait until we have an RFC.
All right. Thanks, Carlos. Jeff?
I don't think the IETF is the arbiter of the records in the root zone solely. I think there are and should be more folk who collectively need to make that decision. And the order in which those folk cast a position or you know, create an input is in some ways irrelevant. I actually don't think that this document would substantively change its wording whenever it gets published. It's the same document. And I don't think that it necessarily helps us to actually wait for an RFC. I think the document is adequately conditional, and it's actually saying the ultimate directive to the PTI to make that change in the root zone as published is conditional on a number of folk. This document is certainly part of that conditional. The IETF's RFC is part of that conditional. But in the same way that ARZERC is not the ultimate arbiter, neither is the IETF. And I actually am persuaded by the extraordinary stasis in the root, that making changes takes forever, that preloading some of these in terms of logistics is more convincing to me than serializing an already tediously, geologically slow process to make sure it will never happen until the next century. So my view is, because the wording won't change, because it's the same recommendation irrespective, and it's always conditional on all the parties agreeing, including, of course, the IETF, that we should publish it with that assumption explicitly built in to effectively make the gating condition of, have every box been ticked that the PTI would necessarily go through, one that the PTI can go through much faster than waiting for A, then B, then C, then D. So I certainly would argue strongly that we should do our work, say it's conditional, sign it off and push it out. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Brad, you're next.
Yeah, hey, I just want to echo what Jeff said. And I, you know, to me, I think, you know, this goes to the board. It's going to have to be evaluated by the board, and action is going to have to be taken. That's all going to take time also. So I feel like it's better to get the ball rolling here than it is to do things in a very serial fashion.
Thanks, Brad. You kind of cut off at the end, but I think we got it. Carlos, I don't know if your hand is an old hand or a new hand.
Old hand, sorry.
Okay. And Howard?
Yeah, I guess quickly, I'm fine with the publication just per Jeff's comments. I think everything that you said was, I mean, complete agreement with the only slight obsession about that it's completely serial for us and we hand off just because of the very last sentence of the last recommendation, which is that nice little feedback loop, which means we will have more work on this. So we're going to get to do this again anyway in a different form. So that's, I guess that's even more reason for, in my opinion, to move forward.
All right, thanks. Kim?
Yeah, thanks. Just a few observations. One is that I think, you know, practically speaking, if ARZERC is of the opinion that this kind of language is going to proceed, I think there's nothing stopping, you know, ICANN staff, VeriSign as the reserve maintainer, starting to make parallel preparations on the notion that this will be issued at some point. So I don't see that the issuance of this text specifically is a blocker on progress on other paths. But that being said, I mean, I'm not against the text as it is. It just seemed cleaner to me to cite it to the RFC, given that the RFC seems to be very close to being finalized. But perhaps also this is a segue, because I think some of the other comments touched on this issue as well, which is another piece of feedback I have for these recommendations in general is I think, particularly because this is the first recommendation issued by ARZERC of this nature, that we probably want to be more explicit about what ARZERC's role is here, which is to provide advice to the ICANN Board of Directors. I think a consequence of this advice would be that the board would task PTI to do certain things, communities to do certain things, and in the context of ICANN being the contractor of VeriSign to perform the root zone maintainer function, would be tasking VeriSign to do its roles. And I wanted to propose that we come up with some language that is a bit more explicit, that ARZERC's role here is to review this proposal that's been submitted by one of its members, which it has, and indeed it supports deploying it in the root zone, which is stated there. But I think what's missing is that it's not actually clear that a consequence of this ARZERC document is not that all these parties go forth and do this. This is a recommendation that the ICANN Board of Directors organize this work, and these are the conditions under which the work should be done, that these need to be satisfied as part of the process.
All right, let's very good input. So I feel like with respect to the question of the timing question of when to wait and when not to wait, I think we don't exactly have consensus on that. It may become a moot point if the IETF processes happen sooner rather than later. I will try to find out. I'll ping the area directors and see if I can get some information on their thoughts in regards to timing, and maybe that'll impact what we do here. My personal opinion is sort of in line with Jeff and Brad that I don't want to. I don't see the need to wait too long. I would rather get some of these pieces in place. And then with respect to Kim's point about being more explicit about recommendations to the board, is everyone okay with that? I can certainly, reword some of the text in this section if everyone's in agreement that that's what we should do. All right, I see a couple of yeses on the participant list, so we'll go ahead and do that. All right, so I'm going to use the remaining, last chance for any discussions about this document, I guess. We've got just about 15 minutes left in our meeting to talk about the other topic and the AOB item, so kind of want to move on, unless there's anything else. All right. So we have another document, which is about signing root zone name server data. At our last meeting, we had a good discussion about this and how essentially the plan was that RZERC would suggest, would make a recommendation to the board that this be further studied and that it might very likely fall to ICANN's Octo group to do some of this work. I had a telephone conversation with Matt Larson about this, and it was interesting because they were already sort of looking at some of these things because the RSAC document left some future work to be done, and that was still sort of on their to-do list. So, Matt seemed very welcoming about receiving this sort of work, from RSERC via the board. I'd sent him a copy of this document about a week or two ago, but it was right before he was, I think, leaving on some vacation. So he didn't have a chance to give feedback on it. Essentially, I'm at the point where I want to make sure that, ICANN Octo that this is essentially what they expect and be useful for them. And so at this point, I think RZERC's kind of in a holding pattern on this. And I don't think we have any comments in the Google Doc. Is that correct, Danielle? Can you scroll down? Yeah. I guess there's one from me. One thing that did come up in my conversation with Matt was that, their to-do list item came from the older RSAC recommendations, which I'm forgetting the exact number, but in that RSAC document, it talked not specifically about signing rootservers.net, but more generally about renaming the root servers and renaming them in a way that they become protected by DNSSEC. So for example, giving them names directly in the root zone. And so this document here has been tweaked a little bit to better reflect that, to not limit it to just rootservers.net, but to more generally talk about having signed root zone name server data. So given all that status update, does anyone have any comments or suggestions about this at this time? Or do we just want to, wait until we get our feedback from from the Octo team and then go from there. Howard?
Well, since I was woefully inadequate in answering your comment in a timely manner, I probably should do it now. So the place I was coming from, for those that weren't on the call, is that through RRAs, the ICANN, at least on the new TLD round, required that from the at the TLD perspective, that this data be signed. So the part of the stance were, and I realize that is absolutely out of scope for our ZERC because of the R, right? But the idea is kind of, you know, for there seems to be a as it stands, I won't call it hypocrisy, but certainly a disconnect between why was it absolutely 100% mandated from the TLA perspective, but completely verboten at the root zone, understanding the difference in architecture, what have you aside. It just seems like that's a really wide gap. And I'm hoping that if we don't come into congruence one way or the other, that we at least have either us or Octo or someone has at least address the issue so that it can be, you know, the question doesn't, you know, reside forever. So you know, people that would be like, well, I still don't understand why that our data is somehow exempted from this when it, in theory, some would argue that if you're signing that data, the root zone our data might be the most important. So I mean, even if you're saying I'm following the devil's advocacy down the rabbit hole there a bit, but that's kind of where I was coming from with my comment from the previous call. I don't know if that helps you craft that recommendation or not.
Thanks, Howard. Do you think that we could have do we need a recommendation along the lines of if the first set of recommendations or if the work, the further study continues with the status quo, then that should be very well justified in why, again, I'm reluctant to say, you know, something like why the root zone is different than the TLDs, but that's essentially the question, right? If the recommendation is to not have signed root name server data, why is that okay for the root?
Yeah, maybe the right word there is assessed. Right, it should at least be evaluated and addressed. If the ultimate response is that we will keep both sides as they are, I just think they need to address the issue, you know, on one side or the other.
All right. Does anyone else have thoughts on this recommendation too? Brad?
Yeah, I think just to respond, I think, why all the TLDs were signed, I think that's out of our scope to answer, though I'm sure we could speculate on why that happened. But regarding why this isn't signed, one, legacy, it predated all of that. And two, there are implications to signing this with the priming queries. And I think what RSAC alluded to and what I think the conversation here was trying to allude to is that somebody needs to look at that and give and finally answer that. What are the implications of signing this and can we go forward and do it? Because I think you're right. I think everybody thinks it should be signed, but there's also, we don't want to do it blindly. We need to understand what the implications are of signing it. And once we have that data, we could answer that question and finally, you know, have a decision either way and have it justified. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Peter?
Yeah, I think that the second recommendation is probably going beyond the scope of our ZERC. And on the substance of the matter, I think it's not even justified. If for nothing else, then that is sending the signal that DNSSEC isn't yet ready, and this is the trap that DNSSEC has been caught in for a while now. Even more so in the IETF, because we see there's little deployment. So let's make the protocol even more complicated. Now you could argue that signing the delegation doesn't make it more complicated, but it adds things that aren't there, and it would be a bigger effort to get that deployed and so on and so forth. I think we might be pouring the baby out with the bathwater here. I recommend that recommendation.
Peter, can you repeat that last sentence? Because you broke up a little bit. Did you say recommend deleting it?
I said I would recommend against that recommendation.
Okay.
Like not adding it into the document.
Okay, thanks. Okay, any last comments about this document before we close it out? All right, very good. So let's go to our AOB items. Howard has a logistical item, request, update, I'm not sure. Howard, go ahead.
Yeah, just so when looking at the calendar invite that contained both the URL for the Wicker meeting ID and the password in clear text, I'm wondering if we should, that just, you know, came in through my, through unencrypted email. I'm wondering in the days of sophisticated Zoom bombers, if we shouldn't try and do something at least a little more clandestine to hide some of that.
Yeah, that's a good question. Also, these emails go to the public archive, so they're pretty open. Steve or Danielle, how do you deal with this with other meetings? I know it's a hassle to send out the password separately, but is that something that we should do maybe?
Hi, Dewan, this is Steve. Yeah, I think Howard raised a good point. We will take it into consideration. Yeah, I agree, because the RSVP list is a public list, so you know, we might want to have a separate channel to send out the meeting passwords. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Howard. Brad, an update.
Thank you. I just want to thank you all for letting me be here and be part of this, but I have termed out and I will not be attending the next meeting. I believe it's Danielle Mago, caucus member from RSAC, is the new appointee and should be here to join and create output with you. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. I'm glad you remembered, because I didn't remember the exact date again when the switchover was happened. But yeah, the RSEC has appointed Danielle. So thank you very much, Brad. And I'm sure we're all going to miss you. And hopefully we get to see each other in person one of these days and commiserate.
I look forward to it.
Okay, last chance for topics before we adjourn the meeting. Anyone? Okay, thanks everyone for participating today, and look for some updates on the list about the topics we discussed today.
Thanks, Dorian.